Good morning, and we welcome to the program for the first time Fran Edwards. She is the Director of Community-Based Services at Safe Passages. Good morning to you, Fran.
Good morning.
And, of course, coming up April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And, Fran, can you tell us a little bit about this month, though, not only why it's observed, but the importance of bringing this issue to light to folks?
Absolutely. Every April across the U.S., individuals, organizations, and agencies with a passion for sexual violence prevention participate in Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We refer to that as SAM for short. It's a little easier to manage. But really, the goal is just to raise awareness about sexual violence, the prevalence of it, and then educate communities on how to prevent it.
And, of course, folks know Safe Passage for not only domestic violence, but the fact that you have in your mission statement and a lot of your materials, sexual assault prevention, things of that nature in those services.
Yes, we serve six counties, and we provide services for that domestic violence, but also sexual assault. Many times domestic violence can include that sexual violence component, but we do recognize that sexual violence can be a standalone issue.
And of course, this is where it seems like the criminal justice system gets involved. Do you have folks who will, for example, if someone goes through this, accompany them in court, things of that nature?
Yes, absolutely. We have advocates that will stand next to survivors and help them through those processes, whether it's their healing journey or the legal system.
And as far as the prevalence around here, I mean, without giving too much information out, what kind of numbers do you feel that we're looking at here as far as the Safe Passages six county service area?
I would say the numbers are higher than we like, right? This is something that we would never want to happen to anyone. But for youth, it's about 1 in 3 teens who will experience that physical and sexual violence. And for adults, women, that's around 1 in 4. And for men, 1 in 6.
And you mentioned teens, and I know that Safe Passage is very much involved as far as getting in the schools and particularly junior highs and high schools and talking about dating violence.
Yes, that is a big passion of ours is to focus on that youth and let them know what is healthy, what is unhealthy, what is normal in a healthy relationship, and what are those warning signs.
Now, do you personally go into the schools yourself and do these presentations?
I do. I personally go into some of the schools in the six county area along with my prevention team. And I also do some work in the community with just different agencies or parents who are looking for more information on how to prevent that in their family.
And with these programs, can you give us like a little bit of a snapshot as far as what you talk about as opposed to maybe your prevention team and things like that?
Yeah. So in schools, in that school setting, we really talk about, what is a healthy friendship, because that can be the basis of all relationships. And we talk about how power plays into that. Are we sharing power, or is someone trying to gain power and control over another person? This can really help them start to recognize what is when things are going wrong.
And what are some of those signs that that parents and also teens, for that matter, should be aware of?
Yeah, so signs of isolation, really trying to control who we hang out with and what we do with our spare time. If someone is really trying to control where we're going to be, at what times and how long, that's a pretty big red flag.
All right. So a lot of information out there as far as sexual assault awareness and in particular teens. Now, as far as presentations to adults, do you do anything like that?
Yeah. So we can do some of that basic education. It can really be tailored to a specific group or individual just based on what their interests are, but what it is, what those red flags are, and how to recognize it.
All right. So again, that is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. That is the month of April. And we have with us Fran Edwards with Safe Passage, and we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll have more with Fran right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Fran Edwards. She is with Safe Passage, and we're talking about Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and that's coming up in April, Monday, as a matter of fact, the first day of April, believe it or not. And Fran, can you tell us a little bit about you, how you got involved in this line of work?
Absolutely. I've been with Safe Passage for almost 5 years now. And, you know, I came from another local agency and have always had that passion for prevention. And it really just seemed to align because I'm very passionate about youth. And that is oftentimes involved when we're talking about prevention in all things, is kind of starting with our young ones and putting them on a really good path for success and thriving lifestyles.
And I've talked to some of your colleagues at Safe Passage in the past, and they brought up some of the after effects of the pandemic. From where you sit, have you seen a lot of the same issues with some of the after effects of the COVID-19 pandemic and as it relates to what you do?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think in the state of Indiana, you know, after the pandemic, violence itself had really increased, particularly for domestic violence. And, you know, that has really put an impact on mental health for our community, but particularly our youth.
And as far as what Safe Passage plans to do with the month of April, what are some things that you folks are looking to do out and about publicly and in the community?
Yeah, so for April Sexual Assault Awareness Month, the theme across the nation for 2024 is building connected communities. So we're really taking that message and trying to look at our six counties and how we can better connect those counties together, because everyone's a part of a community. And when we put our voices together, we can really make an impact on how we on how we're impacting survivors and, you know, what that looks like for them to have that positive voice and support, you know, from the community is really a good thing for their healing journey.
And I know that other months that Safe Passage is involved with, you know, for example, Domestic Violence Prevention Month in October and things of that nature. There's usually something like a visual aid, shall we say, as far as like a ribbon or something of that nature. Do you have the same thing for Sexual Assault Awareness Month in April?
Yeah, so April's Awareness Month, the color is teal. And for this month, we also have Denim Day. So April 2nd is Wear Teal Day, and that's really just showing support for sexual violence prevention. And then Denim Day is observed worldwide, not just in the U.S., but that asks people to wear jeans or denim jackets, any kind of denim that you can, as a visible way to highlight some of those misconceptions around sexual violence, particularly, you know, what people wear. That can be a misconception that what people are wearing can be an invitation for sexual assault. And as we know, that is not the case. No one asks for that.
All right. And then I know that in the past that there's been some public events. Do you have any lined up?
We're doing a lot on social media. I would encourage people to follow our pages and look out for those things. As far as events, we are going to have a pair of traveling jeans that community members or people can sign as another sign of as a way to show their support for survivors.
And you mentioned denim and jeans, and somebody's probably curious. Why denim? Why jeans?
Absolutely. So in Italy, there was a case that was overturned because they decided that a woman who was wearing jeans was too tight, and therefore, because they were removed, that implied consent. So as a worldwide protest, people have chosen a day to wear denim just to share that message that that is a misconception, that what we wear does not is not an invitation for sexual assault.
All right. And then as far as folks getting some more information, not only about Sexual Assault Awareness Month, but also some of the other things that Safe Passage is involved in, how can they go about finding more information?
Yeah, you can find our information on our Safe Passage website and our social media, which is through Facebook and Instagram. We invite anyone to kind of look us up. And if you have questions or need to reach out for help, we do have a hotline number that is 877-733-1990. We even have the ability to receive text to that number between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Do you want me to repeat that number?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that number again was 877-733-1990.
All right, very good. And Fran Edwards, anything else that we might have missed that we should probably mention to folks and get it out to our listeners?
I think just the last thing I would love to say is really just kind of taking the month to think about what environments we're participating in. If we're focusing on building those connected communities, looking at the communities that you participate in, whether that's in person or online, and taking time to say, what are ways that I can promote respect and believing everyone around me, particularly survivors of sexual assault?
All right. Well, Fran Edwards, Director of Community-Based Services at Safe Passage, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming in. Stay well, because we need you out there. And hopefully we can call you again in the future.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.